Cosentino Podcast, the voice that matters, the voice of innovation.
Hi there, and welcome to another Cosentino Podcast. The Cosentino Design Challenge is a research and creation challenge for future architecture and design professionals from around the world. And it becomes the unique opportunity to unite students from these disciplines with Cosentino and with our materials. In this year edition, we have received a total of 490 projects, 184 in the architecture category and 306 in the design category. Today, to talk about this challenge, we have Adelina Salinas, and she's architect and coordinator of the Cosentino Design Challenge. How are you, Adelina? Nice to talk to you.
Hello, I'm very good, thanks. I'm very happy to be here with you today.
Right. Well, just to mention that you're on the phone. You're not in the studio as such.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm on the phone. Right. I'd like to be there with you, but... Yeah.
Well, this has to be this way, I'm afraid. Right. Well, congratulations, yeah. Adelina, on the 16th edition already completed. But tell us, how has this event been since the contest was launched back in October 2021?
Well, we're always very thrilled at the beginning of each edition. But no doubt this one has been pretty special since after the pandemic, we went back again to 100% face-to-face. So, yeah, from the official launch, of the jury held last month, all Cosentino team around the globe has been working together with universities, giving them all the support, introducing the contest in the newly added schools, and explaining the proposals and characteristics of the Cosentino materials in detail to the others. So we have been enjoying each step of the process.
Right. But how has the Cosentino Design Challenge evolved from its first edition to the current number 16?
Well, yeah, we started already several years ago, working just with two schools, the University of Architecture in the Polytechnic in Madrid and the School of Art, Arte Cuatro, also in Madrid. From that time on, a Cosentino Design Challenge now relies on 36 partner schools.
Wow.
But the core of the contest still remains the same. You know, it is a competition split by the universities with the aim of supporting students during their formative stage. And we keep encouraging them to research on different approaches with the motivation of an amazing award.
Right. Well, many changes over so many, many years. But can you tell us how many proposals over the years are we talking about?
Wow. We're really proud of the number of entries that we have each edition. But not just about the number, but also another thing that the jury members usually tell us is the high quality and the variety of origins, because there are students from all over the world. And in total, I'd say we could be talking of the amazing number of around 4,500 entries.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, actually.
Right. Now, seven projects have risen as winners, four for the design category, which revolved around the theme rethinking the workspace and creation at home, and three for the architecture category, based on the fifth facade's reflection on the roof. Please tell us, Adelina, about these design projects.
Well, in the design category, we can tell how all the winners share a common singularity. And it is that in other projects, they all have perfectly combined several properties in just one object. So apart from obviously having a good design, they pay special attention to construction details and also a creative way to combine working space at home with other uses, such as, you know, one of them combines the working space with a kitchen countertop, another one with a plain space for kids, or even designing them in kind of public space.
Okay. Well, that's for the design category. And how about the three architecture winners?
Well, the architecture, it was quite difficult, you know, for the jury to get to the winner. But also we can tell how all of them, the supremacy is giving a public use to these private spaces in the rooftops of the building. Mm-hmm. And these all have been approached from a sustainable point of view and giving nature a top position within the city.
Very nice. That's interesting. Okay, are there many differences between European and Asian designs, or those from the United Arab Emirates, for example?
Yeah, you can perfectly notice the different approaches from the different continents. But it's not only about the continents, but also among different countries or even schools. And this is one of the singularities of Cosentino Design Challenge, because of its international characteristic that it's got. And having so many entries, we have a very rich, wide range of samples from different schools that we all can learn from. And actually, the jury really enjoy their sessions because they can talk about all these that we are talking about.
Right. And is there any preference as far as the Cosentino products are concerned? Is Decton more famous or more popular because of its facility?
Well, yeah, definitely Decton is it's one of the favorites among the students. But honestly, I think it depends more on the theme of the proposal than the materials themselves. Because I think in this 16th edition, like, students or even professors, they already have a deep knowledge of Cosentino material, and you can tell by how they choose the correct ones depending on their use. So yes, it depends. Like, for example, in this edition, architecture category, since we were working on an open space, most of them obviously decided to work with Decton, but there are some of them working with natural stone. And but yeah, you can tell how, for example, in the first edition, sometimes students used not the appropriate material for the appropriate use, but this has been changed during all these years.
Okay, now the jury was made up of seven prestigious architecture and design professionals, such as Eduardo Roig from the Madrid University School of Design, Innovation and Technology, or Fran Silvestre, an internationally renowned Valencian guest architect with more than 1.4 million followers on Instagram. Wow. By having all these designs with such a high level, what do you look for at the most? What is the most evaluated?
Well, yeah, we are very lucky and grateful for having such a high quality in the jury members. But, you know, it depends a lot on them. Like, every jury session of the different editions, they vary depending on the members. But the main objectives are usually the same. We are very focused on creativity, construction detail, and sustainability. But since we always work with a lot of entries, like this time, as we know, 490, graphic design is very powerful, because when the jury needs to sit and check all these almost 500 words, they must have like a very powerful design, so they pay attention to the real project itself.
Now, the winners have already been aware of the award, but when will they receive it?
Yeah, so we've revealed the winner's school and the name of the winner's proposal. But in terms of the students, they will be released in an award ceremony that will take place in October, together with the official launch of the next edition, the number 17. You know, we think students, we could have released it earlier, but we honestly believe that students, after all their hard work on Cosentino Design Challenge, they deserve their special moment in a beautiful organized event.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah. Oh. Now, the Cosentino Design Challenge began around October in 2021. How is the evolution since its first presentation?
Well, we keep a cycle process working together with the school. So the schools are the ones defining the content, and Cosentino, we are the ones helping organizing it and managing and giving, you know, the practical tools it needs to be done. So at the beginning of the academic year, around September, October, we hold the award ceremony of the past edition and hold the official launch of the next one. This is our starting point. From this time on to the deadline to submit the entries, which it always is on June 1st, Cosentino team proceeds to present the contest and the updated editions among all different schools around the world. And the architecture and design students, not just the students from partner schools, but all of them can submit their entry. There's also an email where they can ask any doubts they might have about the competition, the company, or the material. And then the jury, it always takes place in June. The winners are selected, and the themes for the next editions are also decided among the partner school's professors. And then we start all over this cycle again. And in terms of getting new schools or how we introduce the content to new universities, at the beginning, we used to introduce ourselves and the content to universities. But from some time ago, we were very lucky and grateful to having schools getting in touch with us to become partners.
Right. Now, can a non-winning person resubmit a project this year? What are the contest rules for that?
Even winners can submit them again.
Oh, like, really? Wow. That would be very clever.
Yeah, actually, we have students that we know they've submitted proposals several years in a row. You know, I am the one receiving the proposal, so I know the secrets, the name of the students. And the only rule that we have towards this is that students are allowed to enter one proposal per category per edition. So yeah, they can do it in different editions.
Wow.
Yes, pretty interesting for them. So, and you can tell how every year they know the contest better, so they know how to approach these things in a better way.
Yeah. Now we imagine that you are already immersed in the 17th edition. Could you give us a preview?
Yes. As I said, the official launch will be in October, but considering we are in a very, you know, friend postcast, I will tell you. So in architecture, the theme will be green architecture with Decton and Stone. And the design category will be ephemeral versus permanent shopping. Mm-hmm. As you can tell, yeah, these are very wide and abstract themes. But we like doing it this way, so each professor at each school can decide how to approach the topic in the best way fits their subject they're working right on.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, Adelina, it's very interesting all this. There's a lot of new stuff I didn't know, I've never heard of before, but of course the Design Challenge is very, very popular indeed, and I can see better now why that is the case. We've come to the end of this podcast. Adelina, I would like to thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me here. I'm very happy.
We hope, of course, to see you here at headquarters Cosentino in Almería. And, of course, at the edition of this year, 2022 and 2023, will be at least as successful as this one. Thank you very much.
We all hope so. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for our listeners out there, thank you very much for listening. But please look out for the next Cosentino podcast. But bye for now.
Cosentino podcast. The voice that matters. The voice of innovation.